You are listening to the Torah Sparks Podcast, the podcast that finds and ignites sparks of spiritual light and meaning in anything and everything, bringing out lessons and values straight from the Holy Torah. I am your host, Ori Strum. Let's jump right in. Okay, we are back. Thank you so much for joining us, and let's jump right in. This week's Parsha is Parshas Tazria, and we discussed Tzaras. Tazria and Tzaras are usually read together. This year, it's just one. And, you know, the Pasuk tells us something that's actually it's powerful, because the Torah talks in the way that it preaches. It's tocho kibaro, the Torah, right? Hashem, we know that in a certain realm, keeps shop. There's certain things that the Torah does when it tells us certain things. It's so real. It's so emes. It's so true. It's tocho kibaro. It lives what it preaches. It lives the ideals that it teaches us, its readers, its followers, the Jewish people. So what's an example? So we see the Pasuk tells us in Yud Gimel Dalet, the Pasuk says, V'hiskir ha-kohen es ha-nega shivas yamim. The priest should quarantine the lesion for 7 days. Now, obviously, it's talking about quarantining the person. You can't just take the lesion. You can't take the tzaras and just, you know, take it off the person and quarantine it. It doesn't work like that. The person who's bearing that lesion has to be quarantined. Yet the Torah says, look at the nuance in the lashon. It says, "V'hiskir koin es ha-nega shivas yamim," that the nega is quarantined. You know, the Torah speaks in such a beautiful language. The nega is quarantined, not the person. Obviously, the person is quarantined, but the way the Torah talks, it's with a certain realm of kavod and respect. And you know what's so interesting? This whole parsha is about lashon hara, that you shouldn't talk negatively, not talking derogatorily about others. And the Torah follows that same. It practices what it preaches. And when it's discussing the laws of tzaras, it says, V'hiskir ha-kohen es ha-nega, that the kohen quarantines the nega. It's a certain sensitivity and a certain level of respect that it has in terms of not talking negatively. You know what? I have no idea how to say that. Not talking bad about somebody. And the Chasam Sofer tells us something that actually connects to this. And he says like this, the Chasam Sofer teaches us the following. So a few psukim later, the Torah tells us, it's a mind-boggling pasuk. When it comes to the laws of tzaras, you know, it could be a small amount that the person's going to be tummying, but Dog Yeshiva is going to have to go and sit in isolation. Yet, look at this halacha. The pasuk is in Yud Gimel 12 through 13, 14. You ready for this? The laws of tzaras covering the entire skin. If tzaras has spread extensively over the skin, such that the tzaras covers all the skin of the afflicted person, from his head to his feet, wherever the eyes of the priest sees, then the priest should look at it, the kohen looks at it. The ra'a kohen v'nei chisa tzaras es kol basar, it covers the person's skin entirely. That's pretty bad if you're looking at that. I mean, this guy must be a lashon. He must have invented lashon hara. I mean, if the tzaras is covering everything in his body, I mean, he probably, right? He probably is a bad man. V'tihir esanega kulo havach lavan. Yet, tahar who? He's pure. What? He's pure. The guy who's covered entirely with tzaras is pure. What's pshat? What's going on? It needs a hesber. Imamish needs a hesber. The next pasuk says, "Uviyom hayros bo basar cha yitma." On the day that healthy-looking skin appears, then he will become impure. What's going on? It needs a hesber. Comes the Chasam Sofer for the rescue. Baruch Hashem, he saves us. Chasam Sofer teaches us something incredible. He says like this. You know, it's all about influence. right? So anytime the Metzora has to go and sit outside in isolation, and right, he says, Tamei, Tamei, so the other people, like I think Rashi points out that they'll daven for him, but that they shouldn't become influenced. They should stay away. Here's a Tamei person, they have to stay away. But the whole idea of Badad Yeshev is that right now, you can't be next to other people. You have to stay away. When you're next to people and you're amongst the chabur, you create a certain level of influence. So usually when a person is experiencing tzaras, they have to sit in isolation. The Torah mandates that. Yet here, when a person is covered entirely with tzaras, the Torah says a chiddush, you don't have to go in isolation. Why? The Chassam Sofer says, because look at the guy. It's so obvious. It's so apparent. This guy's a quote-unquote Russia gummer. It's so obvious. He's fully covered. So it's clear as day that you're not going to follow him. It's clear as day, hey, oh, the Russia, the Shechina, it's clear as day that you're not going to be amongst his chabur. It's clear as day. His influence on you is not going to be as great. You know when it gets dangerous, though? The danger is not when it's so apparent, it's so obviously, blatantly bad. Because people can sense that and pick up on that and say, no, he's totally left, I'm turning right, right? Or he's totally right, I'm turning left. You could see that, you could sense it, you could perceive that because it's right there, kulo. It's his entire body is filled with that. So Taru, he's richly pure. Obviously, he has a nega, it's called a nega, but he's pure in the sense that he doesn't have to go in isolation. It's not like he's influencing people negatively. Right? I said that word negative. Negativity. I'm having trouble with this today, but that's okay. I'm not gonna re-record this. I'm not gonna pretend. I'm struggling with that. That's okay. We could live with that. So says the Chassam Sofer, it's this level of influence, he's not gonna have that on people because it's so blatantly clear. This is a bad guy. We're not gonna follow him, we're not gonna lead him. The problem is when a person starts to act in a certain way that shows tzidkus, that shows maybe he's a good person, when in reality tocho is not kibar, when reality is that deep down he's really not a good guy, that's when it gets dangerous. And that's what the very next pasuk means. Uvayom heiros bo basar chai. When he starts to show, I'll read it to you from the Chassam Sofer. Uviyom heros bo basar chai perish biyom sheyaschil leharos atzmo kitzadik vishchai. The day, the moment that he starts to show that he's like a tzaddik and that he's really like an ishchai, that he's a good living, he's thriving person, but really it's just a facade. Really, he's the same nasty person inside. That's where it gets dangerous. Oz yitame. That's when he becomes impure. But when it's kulo hafach lavan, when it's just fully, so then it's so blatantly obvious, you're not going to follow him, you're not going to look at him. So my friends, the same way the Torah, we learn from the Torah, a very important thing, the Torah speaks the way that it practices what it speaks. It talks about in a very nuanced and sensitive way. It says we're going to quarantine the nega. The Torah acts according to its values. And we have to value that system. But when something is so blatantly impure, when something is so blatantly sheker, like the world at large today, it's so, in a certain realm, we can argue that the world today is in this realm of this pasuk, by the laws of tzuras that are covering the entire skin. So yes, of course, it's a nega. It's an affliction. Right? It's a plague that's going on. But tar ho, in a certain realm, it's actually tar because it's so blatantly obvious. You have to be blind, right? People in the veil, you almost have to be blind to not see it. And we as Yidden have the Torah, we sense it, we see it. It's like, what are they doing? It's so wrong. It's so left. It's so, right? And there's a certain value in that. The problem is when it gets clouded and they start to show certain things that are righteous, but when really reality is that it's not really reflecting who they are, that's when it gets dangerous, and that's when it becomes tummy. So let's learn from the Torah. Let's be consistent with who and what we are. Let's learn from the Torah, which is Tocha Kabaro, which the Torah speaks the way that it preaches and acts the way that it talks. And let's be like that. And when we see something that's blatantly sheker, that's blatantly impure, that's obviously rishus, let's stay far away from that. And when something looks a little bit confusing, make sure to have resources to keep you in check. Have rebbeim, have siddurim, have a spouse that will help you. Have friends and real friends, good friends that will be able to help you and assist you to make sure you're able to see the MS in that. So let's try. Let's do the best that we can, because that's all we can do. We can only do the best that we can. Wishing you all the best, Hatzlacha Rabba, and Amir Tashem. We'll see you next time.